Shos the Shiva, Mashkiach the Hanhala, Shos Rabbi, Mayor Beim, Kol Talmidei Yeshiva. Rabbi is always mocked him. A very often Hakdama to Shiurim is it will just be for a few minutes. Then 45 minutes later, so just for a few minutes. So. When I told Rabbi over Shabbos, I said I would be speaking, so I asked him, what should I not say? So naturally, he said everything. So, less brira. I can't talk about Rabbi at all. All I can do is I can try my best to share the Talmidim's feelings of a Karas HaTov that need to be expressed at such an occasion. Personally, I'm already a second-generation Talmud. I'm very close friends with Rav Abba Tzvi Neyman's son, Shmuel Chaim. And when we were Bachrim together in the third year Beis Medrash, he's the one that, machmas the chinuch of his father. He pushed me to learn Derech Hashem, to speak to Rebbe and ask him questions, to listen to the Shiurim. So I'm very indebted to Shmuel Chaim and Rav Abba Tzvi for what came from that push. And the emes, I'm indebted to Rebbe because he was really the haschala of that hishtalshalos. It's a full circle. Lamaisa, it's really impossible to properly share the feelings of every Talmud to be a representative of Talmidim. I think it's clear that every single Talmud had an extremely unique relationship with Rebbe. I'll try to share as much as I can to what I see, at least, what could be a tzad hashava for all the Talmidim. Chazal say, Vishinamtim levanecha elu Talmidim. Some ask, so why does it say banecha? Why not say Talmidim, if banecha means Talmidim? So by Rebbe, the kasha doesn't even start. Right? Every single Talmud we know, we feel like banim. The care and concern that we feel, what's expressed from Rebbe and how he cares about our Torah, our avoda, everything that's going on in our lives, he's constantly asking how are things going, the joy that he has in seeing us, the simcha, mamash the simcha on his face, it's a tangible ava that every single Talmud feels, mamash. In a way that every single Talmud feels like a bed. It says, Avim Mevi L'chaim L'zeh, but Rabbu Mevi L'chaim L'abba. The Mevi L'chaim L'abba that we have from Rebbe is Rebbe opened up for us, for countless others, mamish new worlds in Torah and Avoda. The Amkos we are exposed to, the Hadracha that we receive from him, how to move along further in the Amkos HaTorah, either in what Sfarim to see, and what Sfarim not to spend so much time on, which Sfarim are good to go through, which Sfarim get, they're very good from our Makomos. And also the Hadracha from the Maisim, the Maisim that we constantly heard from Rebbe, that itself was a Hadracha for us. How he teaches us how to approach a Chazal, how to ask good questions, what's a good ha'ara, what's not such a good ha'ara. Nechas v'sham, Rebbe, we never say something's not a good ha'ara. But sometimes Rebbe says, mamash, very good. Sometimes, I hear, could be, I don't know. Sometimes, I remember some ideas would get a chuckle, nechas v'sham. Then you know it's probably apikarsis. Being a Talmud by Rebbe meant What we take from it is we're driven to push further, to bring ourselves to greater lengths. Rebbe always asking us, what are you working on? Before he shares what he's working on, what are you working on? It's not that he's trying to be mechayev us, but just that was the Matthias relationship. It's a mechayev that there should be working on something. In the same way, Rebbe never repeats a shir. So to by us, every Yom Tov, every Parsha, every Sugya has to have a Chiddush to it. It can't just be the same thing every year. There has to be a new insight, a new Ha'aris. new connections. You know, and also, really the confidence he instills in us. Rebbe asking us, before he wants to know what he has to say, before he wants to give over what he has to say, he asks, what do you have to say? He wants to hear from us. He asks his questions that are bothering him. He's constantly asking his Talmidim, what do you think about this question, this Ha'ara? He wants to hear, aside from Olumi Kol Adam, but also the Chashivas that it gives to every Talmud to feel that Rebbe expects and is confident in him that he can help. You know, after the Sudas Preda by, not after, but near the end of the Sudas Preda by that we had earlier in the week for the Talmidim, so at the very end, so what does Rebbe do? If nobody minds, you know, he shares his question that he had of Aruham Baruch Mordechai. He wants to hear what everyone has to say. It's something he was working on. If he figures everyone's here, he can ask, find out. Also, the level of Avas Torah that we were exposed to. You know, the simcha on his face that we witness when he hears a good vart, a good kasha. If something's unclear, you're margish, that it bothers him until there's a mahalach. And of course, the Avas Asvarim, right? Akadei kach, you know, b'derech shadom rosa leilach molichano. So somehow, a Asvarim store ended up in his blat room. You know, the Talmidim, I think Shapsi should probably give Rebbe a commission from the amount of Sfarim the Talmidim are also buying. Baruch Hashem, I think I've mastered the art of hiding the Sfarim when I bring them home. And also as his Mesiris to his Talmidim, we felt his complete Mesiris. Preparing Shiurim for us, the spending time to learn B'chavrusa Mamish, it's taught me you can be Margish like such an Adam Gadol. who gives us his time to learn b'chavrusa, b'chabura, to spend time with us, and to give a drachot. It's as was mentioned, it's not always easy to get through, but l'maisa, when you do get through, Rebbe gives you all the time in the world, right? You are the only person there. And you feel that. You feel it's a complete mesiris that he has the Talmidim in listening and giving the hadracha that they need. Just what I noticed in the earlier Surah Spreda is that all those attending were mamish, marked themselves, they acted as if they're full Talmidim with the full Hachna to our Rebbe, the Ava to our Rebbe. And I look around, and over 15 of them are Marbitzei Torah just in Baltimore, right? Rebbeim, Rabbanim, Rashi Kol, Rashi Chabura, Avad in many other cities as well. And that's in addition to the hundreds of other Talmidim that have been affected and have grown through the connection that we've had to Rebbe. You know, Svas Emes, in Pashat Vayitze, he offers a different than the Pashat Pshat and the Rashi. But he says, Pshat Vayitze Yaakov, Yitzias Tzadik Min HaMakom Osa Rosham. He explains that the Asiyas Rosham is that the Etzim Yitzias what's Osa the Rosham. Meaning to say that until while the Tzadik is in the Makom, so the Makom has no Chashivas La'atzman, the Tzadik is there. But once he leaves, so then there's a Roshim that's left. And that Roshim is what gives Chashivas to that Makom. Now that Makom is the Makom of that Tzadik. And that's the Makom where that Roshim can be pulled now. So we have a Makom here that was been implanted, a Roshim. Now that Rebbe's leaving, it's Arach Reis to tap into that Roshim, to be Megalda the Roshim, to bring it forth, to be Marbitz that Torah, to further the Roshim this Makom. I just want to end with, there's a line in the Igros Ramaz that Rabbi Yamin Kohn, his Talmud, wrote to the Ramaz when the Ramaz also changed his dira to another city. And he was writing a letter to him. I think the very first line in that letter is very appropriate for this misiba. He writes, Yitzia tzadik min ha-mokom, asha amad shaman heno, vishinoi mokom l'shvach, asa sa roshom shal kudusha b'leiv kol yirei Hashem mechoshe shemo, V'aleinu l'shabeach l'adon kol b'birchas hatov v'meitiv l'akol. The mamash, the akar satov that we have for what we've been zochato. We are Rebbe, on behalf of all the Talmidim, in tremendous hatzlacha, weiter being Marbitz Torah, and being maimed, harbi Talmidim, and at the same time, hopefully maintaining the kesher and the shurim that we've all been zochato, which, well, that's mamash pishnaim. Now Rebbe has to take care of two cities. So it won't be easy, but Be'ezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give Rebbe Siyata Dishmaya he needs to accomplish that the Rosh Hashanah in both cities. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to continue learning from Rebbe.